and sister's funeral 12 years before.
Yes.
And had noticed that the clergyman kept as a ritual. And so she said to him that he was to take her funeral when the time came, and sure enough he did. And all Joan Wake was related to Hereward the Wake, at the house.
How did you actually get to know Mrs. Fisher in the first place? And was it as an undergraduate?
Yes. I went up as an undergraduate to New College because my father had been there. And because I liked the architecture, I was given a form. I went in on a scholarship exam. I didn't get a scholarship. And on the form, you had to put the 12 colleges in the group in order of merit. I knew nothing about them except what they looked like, so I put them down in that order. And my father, having been there, and because I liked the garden, the Christ of the Tower, I put New College first, and in due course it turned up at New College. I got to know Mrs. Fisher because she was extremely assiduous in entertaining the undergraduates. Every undergraduate went to tea once every term at, I think, 4:30, and it turned out, was the remark, now it's time we all went to chapel. So it didn't go on too long. There were about 12 undergraduates, I think. One could do it by arithmetic. She had to get through 240 in, I think it was already a Sunday. I may have got the details garbled. But anyway, we came, we were summoned and we were turned out. We were summoned with a little postcard which was almost totally illegible. It became standard practice to pin them up in the JCR with the question, any help in reading this? We thought her a figure of fun, partly because of her handwriting, partly because she was a very unimpressive in appearance. She was smaller than medium, rather plain reddish face, and wore very, very dowdy clothes. I think an unconscious symbolism of her sympathy with the poor. She was very keen on good works of various kinds. Her favourite good work was the care of unmarried mothers. For them she had held a sale. People were asked to give things or make things and give them, and she held the sale once a year, I think. She put up a notice in the JCR which said that undergraduate members of the college were particularly requested to come, as they had a peculiar responsibility for these the unfortunate circumstances of these women. She meant, of course, that they were overprivileged and therefore ought to take action, but this roused naturally howls of derision. I don't think she was at all lacking in humour. I don't remember how I got into conversation with her, but I do remember her coming up with what I think was a very good remark. I don't remember how she referred to the warden. She may have said the warden, or she may have said Herbert. I don't know. My husband, I don't know what it was. But anyway, Herbert is fond of saying, anything that is worth doing well. But I always say, anything that is worth doing badly. And this is so it's equally true and so much familiar that I think she scores high above him for saying it. But she did carry it too far. She played the violin because it was worth doing. She played it badly because she had so many other things to do. And she went on playing it badly. She was a member of the orchestra, the University Amateur Orchestra, the title I forget. And even in her old age, when he died, she retired from somewhere down near Farnham, Surrey. She used to come back and play in the grand performances of Bach B minor Mass. And she was a torment to the people sitting in reach of her.